Hello, everybody. Jack here again from Radio Laurier, and welcome to Campus Connections. This week, we're talking to the Laurier Latin Students Association. How are you all doing today?
Great. We're pretty good. We're excited. Yeah. Pumped.
Very nice. Why don't you tell me kind of a bit about yourselves and your roles in the association?
Sure, I'll go first. I'm Victoria. I'm the co-president. Our other co-president couldn't make it today, but I have Daniel here, so we're really excited. Nice.
A little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Venezuelan. I was born and raised there.
Oh, wow.
I moved here when I was like 11 or 12. I've been really enjoying my time at Laurier, I'm not going to lie. I'm in my fourth year of psych. So really, I'm kind of done now. So.
And yeah, I'll just introduce myself as well. My name is Daniel. I'm the VP of Communications at the Laurier Latin Student Society. I'm also Venezuelan, and I came here when I was 8 years old. I'm in my second year of BBA here at Laurier, so that's been pretty fun, but really stressful, and you know, as one could expect.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a little bit about me. Awesome. Yeah, I'll pass it back to you.
Very cool. Very nice. Yeah, I feel, because I graduated last year, and I fully understand, like, the having a great time, but also kind of being like, you know what, I've done 4 years of this. I'm kind of ready just to move on.
Feel old.
Exactly,
yeah. And I did do 2 years of BBA, and then I switched into film studies.
Oh,
so
okay,
what
enough.
A switch.
I understand. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. So I'm curious, what made you decide to come to Laurier in the first place for uni?
Well, for me, I was in between like Queens, Western, and Laurier. I chose Laurier because it's not that far from home. It's only like an hour and 20 minutes, which is nice. So I could go back during the weekends. But also, I kind of did it because it seemed like a small enough school that I could meet a lot of people, connect with the profs. I don't know. I was just really excited about Laurier.
Awesome.
Yeah, and for me, I actually didn't, my first year actually wasn't technically fully at Laurier. It was at Waterloo because I was in double degree, right?
Oh,
I was
that's
at,
right.
So I hadn't, I spent my first year living on campus there, but I decided I want to make the switch here because I was still technically in BBA and I preferred all the courses there a lot more. So I guess in terms of deciding, I kind of just like was looking for a program that met my like interests between like business and math, which that worked out well. And yeah, that's kind of like I would have considered maybe going to Western, also Queens, maybe like any other school, Mac. But I like my choice like here to have been at Laurier.
Awesome. Sweet. Yeah. Definitely an easier transition from Waterloo to Laurier than like Queens to Laurier.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Easier way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So when you came to Laurier, were you expecting to sort of find this community of Latin students or did you kind of just like stumble upon it?
Well, for me, first year was kind of rough in that sense. Like, I didn't know any Latinos here. Like, absolutely no Latinos. And I think around second year, I realized there was, like, the Spanish club. And there were some Latinos, but it was kind of on and off. It was still difficult. I mean, I feel like finding Latinos in, like, KW, it's so difficult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So once I found this little group of like our club, it was really exciting because even though you're far away from home, there's kind of a community here. So
For me, I just didn't really know that many Latinos as friends, period. It would only be like family friends, and like even then none of them were my age. So like when I first came to uni, I'm like I didn't really know what to expect in terms of meeting people my age that were also Latino. But then I stumbled onto this club during my first year and I'm like, oh my God, that's like really exciting. And then I went to all the events and so on and so forth. I had some expectations about, there's definitely like cultural clubs and stuff like that. And I didn't even know if there was a Latino one, but obviously that was the case until I found it, and then here we are. Basically,
awesome. Nice. It must be nice to kind of find that community. And I guess in your case, to also find someone else with the same sort of origin country.
Yeah. No. There's actually a funny story to that.
Yeah.
Our parents actually went to the same university in Venezuela.
That's awesome. Same graduating year and everything.
Exactly. And we didn't know each other up until we found out by complete coincidence that that was the case.
Wow.
So, you know, it is. That's a funny
question. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. That's awesome. I get that sometimes, but I'm a white guy who grew up in Ontario. So
yeah,
I get that all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Wow.
It is. It's super random too. Like the way we found out, he was like, "Oh, your dad like follows my dad on Facebook," and I was like, "Oh, weird." And
yeah, because she followed me on Instagram when I first like start to learn about the club. And she had that. She has the same last name as my mom, right? Oh. So I was like, okay, who's this like relative of my mom who's like following me on Instagram all of a sudden, right? But then no, that wasn't the case. It was just like same last name and stuff like that.
That's neat. Yeah. What are the odds?
Yeah, right. Wow.
That's crazy odds, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you had mentioned earlier, kind of having like different sort of cultural clubs at Laurier. What's the importance of having those cultural clubs and organizations on a university campus?
I mean, I think it's important because a lot of people, when they go away for university, like regardless of where they come from, they want to find their own people, I guess, like culturally speaking. I mean, you can have like, you know, people going into musical theater and like film society and like all those like interest-based clubs. But if you join like a cultural club, like you kind of feel closer to home. Because it's just, like, they do the same things. Like, you'll eat the same foods or, like, you'll speak the same language or it's something similar that you feel, like, closer to home in that sense. So I think it's important for people, especially first years, I think, because it's hard to make that change.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the case. Like, a big thing about university in general is just, like, the homesickness aspect of it, which, like, I know, for Victoria and I, it might not be that significant because we live not that far from home. Like, I live in Milton, she lives in Toronto, right? But if you're, like, coming here from, like, as an international student, for example, like, this can be a really big culture shock. So having a place where you can, like, you know, engage in the culture that you kind of like left to for in pursuit of higher education can be like a really good thing just for your mental state, just to socialize with people. Like it's that's a really important aspect so you don't like burn out and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Very well said. Do you just kind of tell me kind of like an overview of sort of the club, what you do, kind of how you're involved in the Laurier community?
Well, the club's main purpose is honestly bringing Latinos and honestly non-Latinos kind of together to kind of share our culture, share our foods, share our languages, kind of bring us all together and make it like a bigger community. Our co-president Marina, she was the one that kind of revamped the club just last winter, I want to say, because before that it wasn't active, so she kind of revamped it. And honestly, we all got along and we were like, okay, we really want to make it better, get actual, like, more people involved and all that. And I think it's honestly super important, like I said, to have that cultural aspect and, yeah, just, like, have more people in KW or, I guess, Laurier to feel at home.
Yeah, like, that's the whole, at the end of the day, that's, like, the whole point of our club. At the, like, that's, like, it's not even just about connecting Latinos with Latinos, but, like, Latinos with just anyone. Like, during my first year when I was going to the events, I would just bring any of my friends who were interested in, like, the type of activities that we would run. Like, they would be, like, I remember it was, like, bracelet making or, like, any sort of crafts and stuff like that. Those are the type of things that aren't necessarily, like, for Latinos specifically, but like could be for anyone. So just like building that community and just getting people to socialize with one another is pretty nice. In terms of like what we do, that's like the main basis. But like, for example, me, like I'm part of, like I'm the VP of communication. So I'm like trying to get outreach and sponsors and stuff like that to try and help us out with like maybe like foods and stuff like that. We want like to really have events that are also embraced within our culture. So like that's what, that's how I guess I answer your question.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. And one thing that I'm kind of curious about is your constitution mentions giving some sort of like kind of like language support in the sense of with Spanish and Portuguese. And a lot of your Instagram posts are in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. I'm curious kind of A, if you can just go over like the importance of that, but also B, I'm curious how you do that. Is there one person whose role that is, or is that more of a group effort?
I mean, we kind of talked about it, like Marina and I, we talked about how we want to make it accessible to everyone, even international students who may not speak English very well or like just want to speak more Spanish or Portuguese. I mean, we haven't had many Portuguese speakers, but I know like there's a lot of people that ask, oh, like, could I join so I could learn more Spanish mm-hmm. or whatever. And most of us speak Spanish or Portuguese. So it's kind of like if there is someone that wants to speak to us in Spanish, like we're super open to that just because we're all kind of, we all know the languages. Mm-hmm. So.
No, yeah, that's a good point, especially because like learning a language is specifically is like a really like not very, you don't go about that very like how you would learning mm-hmm. like math. Or something, yeah. right? You wouldn't go mm-hmm. and do practice questions and stuff like yeah. that. You learn by literally socializing with people and like mm-hmm. learn on like your day-to-day activities and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. having like being able to present both Spanish and Portuguese, like I know like Marina or other co-preds, she's Brazilian, so she doesn't speak mm-hmm. Spanish, right? Mm-hmm. But still like having her there or like other people that might want to come in is more inviting for anyone who wants yeah. to attend. Mm-hmm. And like the whole translation process, like we make sure that each one of our posts are just translated right before, like written in English first, and then mm-hmm. just we add on to the captions right before we do that. So yeah.
Awesome. Sweet. That must be great if you're someone learning English to be able to kind of scroll on Instagram and mm-hmm. see this post mm-hmm. that's like, yeah, oh, I can very easily
convert. That was our goal, honestly. Like mm-hmm. we talked about it and we're like, oh, we could post it in just English, but also there's people that maybe like aren't that confident in English or Spanish or mm-hmm. Portuguese. So mm-hmm. they want to see it in a different format. And I think it's more accessible.
Yeah, and that catches people's eyes, right? Because like, you don't want to like be representing a cultural club, right? And then mm-hmm. just like make people who are actually like maybe international students or make think, oh, mm-hmm. this is kind of like, are they really like Latino? Like, do they really know what that's about and stuff like that? So having like that authentic, mm-hmm. like actual good translation of both languages is probably really important.
Yeah. Awesome. Very well said. And so how can students get involved? Mm-hmm.
There's many ways. I mean, you could go through Nest, obviously. Mm-hmm. You could just come up to our Instagram, our events. We have events almost every 2 weeks, I want to say. And we really try to get as many people to come. Even, again, if you're not Latino, you're always welcome to come. I think it's just you show up, and we're honestly a very friendly bunch, and we love talking, and we love joking around. So honestly, it's like if you want to talk to us, if you feel a little bit shy, I mean, trust me, we can talk to anyone. So
yeah, that's really the case, because like even for me specifically during first year, like that's how I got involved so like tightly in with this club, because I saw it right at a club fair and I'm like, oh my god, I need to like desperately be a part of this like right away. Mm-hmm. And I signed up on Nest like even before I saw them, to be just a general member and like get updates and stuff like that on like the events and like and show up with friends, so like it would be a more inviting environment and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that like just showing up to events and like making the most of it and keeping an eye on that is definitely the best way to get involved. I've had people talk to me like about like that same question, how mm-hmm. do they get best involved into this, and then I tell them my own like experience with the club and how great that was.
Fantastic. Awesome. Very nice. That's all the questions that I had mm-hmm. prepped. Before we call it, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of plug anything, mm-hmm. maybe your socials, any events you got coming up.
Yeah, we actually have an event tonight. We have, I know.
No way.
Right after this. Awesome. We're a busy bunch. We have our trivia night tonight from 7:30. I think we have it until 10. And then we're trying to do this weekly kind of study session starting tomorrow, actually. I believe it's from 1 to 4. You can also check out our Instagram because all the dates and everything will be posted on there. I mean, if you don't have Instagram, I think go on the Nest mm-hmm. and then check that out. I guess tomorrow's event is basically just a study session. We might have some drinks, you know, for purchase, popcorn, whatever snacks you want, and I'm excited to see what events we come up with.
Yeah, of course. And like in the short term, that's like what we have going on. But I know like looking forward, we're planning on having like a dance night, you know, like have that like a salsa like type of thing. Where we're working currently with like a company that provides those services to like come in hopefully during the winter term to kind of run those lessons and like dance sessions and stuff like that. And like hopefully we'll also try to have events that are specifically centered around food and like Latin food specifically, because I know that, you know, excuse me, that's like a big thing that people are like associate with like Latinos in general, that we got good food, right? So
we
like
really
if
we,
yeah, so 100%. Like if yeah, definitely, right? So like if, I know that if you're if that's something that you're interested in, then definitely like I would say to keep an eye on that for sure.
Yeah. Great. And hopefully well at the end of the year, this was our big idea for last year, but it didn't kind of come to fruition. But this year we're hoping to have a pretty big dance at the end of of the term of winter term. Hopefully, I mean, you know, that's not here nor there, but hopefully that happens and we can get a big amount of people, just a big dance. You know, we love to dance, so
of course, you know. That's something to look out for sure.
Awesome, sweet. And what is the Instagram handle?
I'm pretty sure it's Laurier LSA.
Yeah, that's
what I have down.
So. Yeah, I believe LSA. It's that one.
Awesome. Sweet. Yeah, that's what I would say to follow.
follow us on Instagram. Yeah. And
we have a post with like all of our members. If you're interested in looking at that, and like if you see us out on campus, you're more than welcome to say hi to each one of us, and like we'll definitely. Yeah. Promote the club to you guys. And
like I said, we're honestly a very friendly bunch, and we love talking. Fantastic. So even if we look a little scary, you can come up to us and literally say hi, and we're like, okay, hi.
Yeah, I know. Me personally, like at the gym, I've run into a couple of people who were shown interest in our club, and I've told them, I'm like, hey, pop out to the events and stuff like that, and some stuff they do, you know. And so if anyone's interested, you're more than welcome to like. Talk to any of us.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Sweet. Well, thank you all for joining us this week.
No, of course. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
We really appreciate this.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will catch everybody on Campus Connections next week.